This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.
So you've got on the one side, you've got the saga about, you know, a couple who can't communicate and the lengths that she resorts to disguise herself. And then on this one, you've got another relationship, but she's not disguising herself. She's just doing her thing. She doesn't care. She's not even trying. It could almost be like, okay, so after Babushka, this is 10 years later, Rantan waltz.
Welcome to Strange Phenomena, the music of Kate Bush. I am Cecily Link, and this week we're going to be talking about a B-side from the Never Forever era, the B-side to the single Babushka, Rantan Waltz. Talk about the song this week. Introduce yourself.
Hello. Hi, Cecily. This is Keith DeWeese, and I've been talking to you a lot lately, which is great.
Indeed.
And I really enjoy that, and thank you for having me back again to talk about another fun Kate Bush song. And Rantan Waltz, Rantanning.
Indeed. So what is it about Rantan Waltz that you really like, that makes it one of your favorite Kate Bush songs?
Yeah, I really like, I like the sort of, I guess what I'd call the old British music hall style of it. It's very catchy, reminds me of, you know, not that I, certainly I'm not as old so old that I have ever experienced a British music hall number, but I've certainly seen them, like recreations of them in old movies and things. And I love the that flavor of it, the old-fashioned flavor of it, and the subject matter. And it's one of those songs. Typically, you know, it's funny because if it was a country music song that told a story, I'd probably not like it. But it's a Kate Bush song that tells a story, so I do like it. And it really does. I could think of probably, well, I don't know country music that well, but it's almost like subject matter that gets covered in a like honky tonk song about your wife. You know, out on the town and you're down and out and she's drunk and all of that. So,
definitely.
Yeah. It's got those characteristics to it. But no, it's just a fun song. I have to say, too, that I appreciated it more once I saw the video for some years
ago. Oh, yeah. The video, well, when we talk about the Kate Bush Christmas special, the only time this song has ever been done live.
I know. Isn't that? And so well. I mean, it just so clever and so many interesting details just to the performance. I like the fact, too, that Kate plays with language, and she does, you know, there are a couple of, well, first of all, just the word or the term rantan. Now, interestingly enough, and this didn't really tie into my appreciation for the song, but my grandmother used to use a phrase that included rantan in it. And it was, now her people came from Europe by way of Canada, Nova Scotia and down to the Detroit area. I don't know where she might have picked this up, but she used to say something like, and I really don't know, it was kind of vague, but a bad husband would need a good rantanning. I can remember her saying that as a kid, that he really needed to be rantanned and he needed a good rantanning. And I always thought it meant kind of like a good, you know, talking to about any number of things. I don't know, you know, if there was any one thing that, you know, you might rantan a husband about, but I always had that kind of in the back of my head. Unfortunately, I could never ask her more about it as she's passed. But yeah, so I like Kate's playfulness with the words. There are a couple of words that she uses in the song that I think are very interesting, like the she's been on the wink, which to me, I don't know if that's a term for, you know, being on the sly, if it's an actual thing or if Kate just kind of made that up, but that's how I take that, is she's been out all night slyly, she shouldn't be, she's, you know, nudge, nudge, wink, wink kind of thing. We won't let the old man know, you know, at home.
Yeah.
But the man does. And then, of course, there's the famous pick on a dick who's too big
for her pride. Yeah.
And that you could just, you know, you could take in so many ways.
See, when I look at these lyrics, like just looking at them, like, I get a sense, this almost reminds me in a way of The Handsome Cabin Boy, in the fact that the subject matter of both songs are kind of bawdy, but it doesn't surprise me given that Kate Bush listened to a lot of these older folk songs that sometimes had kind of randy subject matter, and I'm sure that that was just kind of in her head as she was working on this song, and certainly like as of recording this, a couple days ago, a good friend of mine invited me and my husband out for drinks at a local Irish pub in Norfolk here, and it happened to be on a Saturday night where there was a guy there for 4 hours singing various Irish songs. He did include a couple of, like, for some reason he started singing Piano Man, which was totally disconcerting because he was playing guitar, not piano. But most of the night was him doing old Irish songs that Like, I'm listening to these and going, I can see where Kate got some of this in, like, Rantan Waltz and some of her other, like, really kind of folky, like, Irish folk sort of rooted songs, like this one that she ended up doing. Like, I can hear the influence.
Yes, yes. And she's said in interviews that she, you know, grew up listening to sea shanties. And I think that's, and in fact, isn't The Handsome Cabin Boy, or is it My Log in Love? I don't think those are really, they fit the sea shanty kind of thing.
Handsome Cabin Boy is considered a sea shanty.
Is it?
My Log in Love, the melody, I think it was, of course, I'll look into this more when we get into the episode in like a year and a half or something like that from now, that for My Log in Love, it was new lyrics that one of her brothers wrote, but the music was still the same or something like that.
I see. Yes. Yes. That sounds right. That sounds familiar because, yeah, I've heard other versions of that song. The more traditional, I wouldn't say quite a bit different, but I do recall that they are different. Yeah. So, but you're right. There's that old traditional. And I think, again, you're touching on the same thing. I kind of come at it from the music hall tradition of, you know, the body songs, the songs you'd sing for comedic effect to an audience. I think the video or the performance on the Kate Bush special really pushes it over. You get that feeling too. You know, you definitely see like, yeah, this is how one might. Actually, I was thinking too that, you know, there's that holiday tradition of the British doing pantomimes, the kind of elaborate fairy tales and on stage, and many times the kind of the grotesque roles, especially the women's roles, are taken on by men. It's very common for a man to play the evil stepmother, or, you know, the whatever the character is that's larger than life. And I was thinking of that in terms of this song, and especially because this was first broadcast during the holiday or the December season, that maybe this was a little been on a wink kind of slide nudge tribute to that, the drag of pantomime performances. And again, the song would totally fit in with one of those. It has when you watch them too, sing the song, perform it, it does have kind of a bit of a, like you could see it in a fairy tale kind of, setting, or there's just something I think very, and maybe it is just traditional, the traditional aspect of it. And maybe Cecily, I don't know, maybe you know this. I know there's some kind of pagan holidays, that's the right word, around the time of Yule and all of that, where it's common for men to wear women's clothes and women to wear men's clothes. And I can't come up with it. I'll have to do some read more research. And I was thinking, you know, again, reading into Kate Bush, she'd probably be familiar with such things. But that crossed my mind as I was recently rewatching the video. Is the holidays and kind of turning the, you know, a lot of times I think the tradition too is you either switch clothes or you turn your clothes inside out. And it might be something like Scottish New Year or something, that when that's done, or something to do with mummers. I don't know. But it crossed my mind. So we'll have to be on the lookout for that and do some more research. But
yeah, and of course, if any listeners know what we're talking about, hey, feel free, contact me, and then we'll I plan to do a corrections episode at some point. So feel free to contact and everything. We'll figure this thing out.
Thank you. Yes. Good. Good point. We'll get somebody who really knows.
I mean, kind of like speaking, you were speaking there of a, like switching roles. I think I mean, for me, honestly, this isn't a favorite song of mine, but I do, what I think sticks out for me the most is the way that the I in the song is not Kate. She's instead singing this from a male point of view. And I find that really intriguing. I mean, I shouldn't be surprised at such a thing because, first of all, this is Kate Bush. She likes to do things a little bit more unconventional. And honestly, most female singers are never going to sing from a male point of view and vice versa. But also that it is a more common thing in folk songs to have like a guy singing from a girl point of view or something like that. So, and since she comes from such a rich folk background, it doesn't surprise me that she would do this, but it still sticks out to me because I go, wait a minute, I don't hear this kind of thing very often. And I like that. I like it when somebody like Kate takes on a role of somebody who's a completely different gender.
Yes, I agree. And yeah, really pulls it off too. I think she really gets, at least lyrically, I feel like, you know, I can see this man and I can see this situation. Mm-hmm. And and it's kind of odd, again, you know, if you think about some of those, as I was saying earlier, those like country music songs, usually it's the man who's out and he's mm-hmm. the one carousing and he's the one who comes home drunk and all of that. But here,
I mean, God, like the first thing that comes to mind is an old country song from Loretta Lynn, like, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind.
There you go. Exactly. Thank you. Yes, exactly. And here it's just the opposite. It's the wife is out. She's slinking around and he's left with the baby. Mm-hmm. There's the phrase I love in this, open wide, mm-hmm. you know. How does it go? She saw me open wide.
She saw me coming for miles. She saw me open wide.
Yeah. And again, you know, there's so many tricky little sexual things going on in this song. And, you know, that you could interpret maybe as a somewhat of a double entendre or something. But I just, you know, of course, it just means like she saw a sucker. She saw mm-hmm. somebody who was coming into a relationship wide-eyed and totally, you know, unsuspecting. And so I think it's very interesting. Now, it's something I thought, too. Have you ever seen that? Speaking of the woman who's out and just having a good old time, there's that Hogarth, I think it's The Rake's Progress. There's an etching of, I think it's called Beer Street in Gin Lane. And it's a really ornate, very detailed depiction of London, I think in either the late 18th, early 19th century. And there's a picture, one of the most famous details from it is of a gin drinking woman, and she's so into her gin, she's sitting on like a porch or she's outside on some steps, that she's got a baby and the baby is like flying off of her lap into the gutter, and she's just roaring back laughing. And I always think that's an image from, you know, history, from art, from the past, that always comes to mind when I think of this song, is that woman from Gin Lane. And it certainly seems to be I wouldn't be surprised if that's a common motif in, again, the traditional songs, the music hall songs, maybe even the pantomimes and so on. I think this is, and thank you for making that shout out to listeners, because this is where our British friends could really help us. You know, I've been there quite a few times as a tourist, but apparently not the authority here, but it's something that makes me think of, just the irresponsible mother. Interesting theme.
Of course, like with the title, with Ran Tanning, like I had never heard that expression before I heard the song, but the whole song, I understand the theme of the song. It's a young couple, the woman is getting trashed every night, and he's left taking care of the kid, and he's getting really exasperated, and that I didn't have to know. I understood everything, and I got that, okay, Ran Tanning probably means that, oh, she's out, like, carousing and getting drunk every night. And, yeah, it's actually British slang. Ran Tan is British slang. Apparently very similar in meaning to the word razzle. It means going out, getting pissed in the British sense. Of course, not pissed in the American sense, because if you're pissed in the American sense, it means that you're really angry. God, we are, like, separated by the same language. But the major objective is lots and lots of shagging. Preferably with a number of different partners. As with razzle, this slang term has its origins with the Royal Navy, but became more widely known due to the Kate Bush song Ran Tan Waltz from Urban Dictionary.
Oh, thank goodness, Urban Dictionary, yes. And isn't there kind of like, this is just my recollection from a long time ago, and I haven't verified this, but isn't there kind of like, it's all that, plus it's kind of like, crazy or raucous, or just, you know, it's not, well, I guess if you're going to be doing all of that, you're going to be kind of crazy and raucous. But yeah, that was perfect. I guess Urban Dictionary's really got it. I'm surprised. That's cool that they mention the song drawing attention to this phrase. Makes me wonder now about what my grandmother was talking about, like, you know, he really needs a rantan.
Maybe that he really just needs to go out and get really drunk or something and like loosen up. Maybe
that could be. Maybe that's it. I got to do so. Now that, you know, one thing I love about Kate Bush and you and this program is that it makes me always do follow-up research. I'm going to have to look into this more, because it makes me... makes me wonder. That could very well be. He needs to get out more. And
might be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, another thing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, just that I'm kind of just in general with the theme of this song that I mean, like I said, it's not an absolute favorite of mine, but I like that. Another thing I like about this song is that it's meant to be very upbeat and humorous, and I think a bit of a sad way, really, because, I mean, the guy's kind of a sucker. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got himself into this bad relationship where she's just, like, running around on him, and he's, like, he's stuck at home.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that she threw in a line, like, if she picks on a dick that's too big for her pride, because that could be taken so many ways. Like, my first thought is something picking on a penis or something. She's out running around with the other guys, but it could be something else. Who knows?
Yeah. And it could be like, now that's one term I've looked up in the past. And I know that dick can also just mean I remember years ago when I first heard the song, I thought, okay, a dick is a private eye. And maybe she'd pick up, make a mistake. It had something to do with maybe prostituting herself, and she'd make a mistake and, you know, go after a guy who is actually, you know, policeman or something, and that kind of thing. And then I found that dick can also just mean a guy, a bloke kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So maybe just a guy who isn't going to put up with her ways and, you know, knock her down a bit. But one thing I really, this has to have been the single, like if ever there was a single released that talks about dysfunctional relationships, it's Babushka on one side and Rantan Walt on the other.
Oh my gosh, you're right. I never saw that connection, but they two totally work.
Exactly. So you've got on the one side, you get this song about, you know, a couple who can't communicate and the lengths that she resorts to disguise herself. And then on this one, you've got another relationship, but she's not disguising herself. She's just doing her thing. She doesn't care. She's not even trying to seduce her husband at this point. She's gone. Just the complete, it could almost be like, okay, so after Babushka, this is 10 years later, you know, the Rantan Waltz.
Ah, very true.
It's like, I'm not even going to try to fool you or, you know, dress up and, you know, seduce you or anything. I'm just going out and, you know, you deal with it. And
yeah.
And I always think too, there's the poor baby in all of this. Doesn't it, the video reminds me a little bit too of, and this is kind of like a little bit of a scenario, just kind of dawned on me, but from the Punch and Judy puppet shows, you know, and the kind of, you got a baby in there, you got Punch and Judy, and then, you know, you got a lot of clobbering going on and, you know, hitting with the stick and all of that. So it's kind of like, the performance and the song becomes a Punch and Judy kind of show, come alive and done by human beings in a way. But it's a fun song, you know. And again, I don't think, you know, there's some interesting plays on words and you can take them certain ways, but I think it's just pretty much out there. It's very straightforward. You know, I don't think we're meant to get any kind of great insight or anything, but, you know, and it's interesting because Kate doesn't always seem to want to just entertain, you know. It's just like she wants to entertain, she wants to delight, but she also wants to get a point across. And in this one, it's more just like, yeah, this is just a wacky thing and let's have fun with it. Let's just enjoy what it is at this time of year when we're all, you know, just being silly and having a good time and kicking up our heels. So
I think that sometimes Kate gives off this impression that, oh yes, I am deep, very deep, serious artist, and yes, I do not have any humor. But no, but this song clearly shows that she has a sense of humor. Maybe it's a little bit dark, but you know what? I like dark humor. The older I've gotten, the more I like dark humor, and I can appreciate that.
Totally, totally. And off the wall humor, definitely. You know, and then again, taking that even more so to the performance.
That's, yeah, and the video is just, it's Kate, the way that Kate is dressed reminds me of Fiddler on the Roof.
Thank you. I was going to,
because it totally has this like Fiddler on the Roof vibe, except that like she's got like major stage makeup on, so she looks kind of like, it's like she's in drag, kind of maybe doing a Victor Victoria thing, you know.
Totally. No, it's the cat that she wears, it's the beard, and it almost makes you take it even another level, like, is she trying to say something here? Is there something going on? Is she supposed to be like, you know, just a Jewish person in the London, you know, lower class or something, a shopkeeper or something? But no, I've thought that same thing, and it's very interesting because of the hair. And it kind of even is a little bit like she's wearing the locks coming down and then her hat particular hat, and if she picked up a fiddle at any time, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yes, for real.
Yes, yes. And I also like, you mentioned Victor Victoria. The end is very interesting when the song is wrapping up and they're descending off of the platform. And her one dancer, and I forget which one he is right now, what his name is. I should know it. But he does that very dramatic drag removal of the wig. And he does it, you know, like, just in case you weren't sure, I'm going to let you know I'm a man. And it's very much in that tradition of Victor Victoria or the drag shows in Europe where, you know, you have that pulling it off and saying, ta-da, I'm a man. And I've noticed that. I thought that was it's a nice touch there. And again, to those old style shows that, you know, I've never seen except in the movies.
Yeah.
The drag shows I go to, typically they don't care to take off. You know, like, there's no doubting. But I guess maybe in the 1930s, you had to do that, you know, just to make the point clear. So, but no, it's a fun song, and yeah, I love it. It's a hummable one, and I think that's all I can say about it, really.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm surprised I said as much as I did.
It's not a song that even Kate has really talked about. I haven't found anything from her talking about the song, and certainly the subject matter is pretty straightforward. There was only that one live performance. There are no other versions of the song. There are no demos. I don't do the cover stuff anymore. And I stopped doing that after the first season. I mean, this is pretty straightforward. It's a interesting little song.
And it's interesting because on that special, she doesn't even sing Babushka. She sings the B-side to Babushka.
I do kind of wonder if maybe she did this song for this special because maybe she thought it was going to be on her album or something, or who knows?
That could be. Yeah. Maybe it was meant to fit in there somewhere, and it just didn't make the final cut. Yeah. But, no, it's... It's an interesting one. It's fun. It's got its little quirks. And of course, Kate puts it over so well. Mm-hmm. She also does some of the, last time we talked, you were mentioning the vocal. Not so many acrobatics in this, but she's really having some fun in her delivery. And, you know, the swooping and the woo, and, you know, again, pushing things, as you had mentioned. So it's there. And really quite a bit of attention, in a sense, just for a B-side, you know. It's like I'm sure, I always feel like she probably had so many in her back catalog. But her archives, let's say, of, you know, songs that she could just pull out, whip out at any time, throw them together, get into a studio, you know, one afternoon, let's just do this, put it on the back of a Babushka and go from there. But it still sounds good. It's interesting. And, you know, who knows, even maybe, I don't think it's strong enough to have been a single by itself or anything like that, but... it's a little too quirky, I think, or not quirky. Quirky is not a good thing to use with Kate Bush, but just not something that's going to grab people, too many people, for the charts. But it got out there, and then she gave it even more love by presenting it on television. So,
yeah,
good on her. Yeah.
Indeed. So she must have had some sort of affection for this song to go to the trouble of coming up with a routine for it to perform on British TV.
Exactly. And place of when she could have even had other hits in there, you know, or some more well-known songs. But yeah, good old Rantan waltz.
Indeed.
One day I'll waltz to the Rantan waltz. I'll find somebody to waltz with me. We'll waltz to that. That's a goal. That's in my bucket list. But anyhow.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to do any Rantanning this evening. No, thank you.
No, I don't think I'll Rantan. I'll waltz, but I'm not going to Rantan.
Yeah, no Rantan. No, thank you.
But I do think we have a couple of things we need to go do some research on, and I do hope that listeners will help clear some of these things up, too. That would be great. So,
indeed. Well, I mean, other than that, I think we've pretty much covered everything on Rantan waltz. Not bad for like a less than 3 minute song.
I know. Kate can really get us going, can't she?
That she can.
So, but please look up the Hogarth Gin Lane for... that image of the woman with her baby falling off of her lap or being bounced off of her lap. I think it's fun, and it might make you think of Rantan waltz also.
Cool, I will.
Well, all right, Cecily.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. It's always great to talk to you.
Same here, yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. And with that, I will... say goodnight and enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. If you have a favorite Kate Bush song or several songs that you want to talk about for a future episode, or if you know something about this week's song that we didn't get to in our discussion, here's where you can contact me. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/KateBushPodcast, on Twitter at StrangeKateCast, through my website, kbcast.linkmedia.com, that's link with an E, or you can email me, kbcast@linkmedia.com. Again, that's link with an E. Join us for another song next week when we will be digging into perhaps the earliest professional recording of Kate Bush, and that is the B-side from Army Dreamers' Passing Through Air, where I will be joined by Christopher Kelly. See everybody next week.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.